This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The opioid epidemic is a national crisis, and in northern New Mexico, it's a problem that's been around for decades. For the latest in our Voices Behind the Vote series, Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams visited the home of an addiction counselor in Rio Arima County to hear about her thoughts on substance abuse and the presidential race.
So my name is Bernadette Gutierrez. I'm a drug addict, and I'm in recovery. When I decided to get clean, I kind of asked myself what I was going to do with my life, and so I went back and I got my bachelor's degree in social science and services, specializing in alcohol and substance abuse. Come on, my baby, hi. I didn't even get to say hi to you. This is Jasper, and Jasper is a blue healer, and so the biggest issue that I've seen, especially working in the field, is lack of resources, lack of treatment, lack of everything. You know, there's a huge problem. There's an epidemic in this valley, in the state, probably nationwide. But what I can say is here in this area, it's being totally ignored. What's important is we need to have funding. We need to be able to have places that we can send these people to when they come in asking for help, when they're ready for help. It's funny, but when we're working with people who have alcohol and drug problems, it's going to be a decision that's made right then and there, and they say, okay, let's do it, and they come in. And then we can't get them the resources or the services they need, and they get very discouraged. And who knows how long it'll be before they make that decision to do it again. So I think that being able to have the funding and the proper resources to get them the help right then and there would be great. Was that Grandpa Elijah?
Warm soup IPA
with honey? Let me get you one. I feel that it's important for the candidates to be discussing this, because this is something that needs to be addressed. This is something that I think that would even help the voters, would help them to obtain voters, because this is something that everybody's, you know, the public seems to be concerned about. There's a lot of people here in New Mexico, here in Espinola, that are concerned. You know, everybody's got a family member here that's suffering from addiction, and they're not hearing anything. I don't know who I'm gonna vote for. No, I don't. It's a difficult, to be honest with you, I haven't even really thought about it, because I feel like it doesn't matter how I vote right now. It doesn't matter how I vote, because nothing's gonna get done. That's how discouraged I am with everything that's going on.
You can find our entire Voices Behind the Vote series and all our continuing election coverage online at KUNM.org. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Kanama Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation.